Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme education. Lesson 6, more lessons from the master teacher. Wednesday, a woman talks back. We read in Mark chapter 7, from verse 24 onwards. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into an house and would have no man know it. But he could not be hid. It's beyond the borders of Israel, in the area of Lebanon, north of Israel. And for the first time, Jesus crosses the border with his disciples. And is in a house. But soon, people discover he has come. He, the prophet from Israel, he is there. He was already well known beyond the borders. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, so no Jew, a stranger in the sight of Jews. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. Jesus answered, "Let the children first be filled," the Jews. "For it is not meet to take the children's bread and to ease it and to cast it unto the dogs." Now this is a hard word. As dogs were named those who were not Jews. So you are a dog, you Syrophoenician Greek woman. What does she say? Does she jump up? Be hurt in her soul? She says, "Yes, Lord, I'm a dog." Yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. The answer is great. This woman is clever. But okay, I'm a dog. But even a dog gets a little bit from the bread. Some crumbs fall down on the floor. And then, this is for the dog. Now I'm ready to get a few crumbs. I don't need the bread, only a few crumbs. Only one wish, please. Heal my daughter. Jesus answered, "For this saying, go your way. The devil is gone out of your daughter." She had passed the test. She didn't run away. She stayed till she got what she wanted, because she loved her daughter and she knew there is only one who can solve the problem, and that is Jesus. Therefore she came. And then she had to go home. And when she was come to her house, she found her daughter laid upon the bed and the devil gone out. The devil gone out. Jesus had done it from a distance. What a power! What a power! And she knew it. He would do it. She saw it in his eyes. She heard the words, but she saw the eyes. And she hoped because of Jesus' eyes. She knew. These are only words, but his eyes, they tell me, he is for me. He will help me.